morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, May 12th. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. We just had a little fashion show from Laura Sievert. She's modeling a new outfit today, a new ensemble. So if you see Laura out and about, be sure to compliment her on her lovely taste in clothing. It's quite trendy. I put all my winter clothes away 2 weeks ago. That was pretty stupid of me.
I know. It got a little silly.
Yeah, we got a little winter here now.
But before we leave the Take It to Hilbing intro, can I just say, I did check. I was on the police blotter.
What happened?
Last week. So last week, if you missed our segment last week, we started off with, hey, why were you on the police blotter? And I was like, gosh, I don't know. So it was, they hadn't published a hit and run, yeah, that happened to me in February. And for some reason, it just got published. And I'm looking out at my car like, no, I think it's fine. Hilbing fixed it all up.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So, well, anyway, so yeah, they just hadn't published it. And I guess maybe it had slipped through the cracks and somebody said, oh, it probably should go on there eventually. And so there you go.
So I really shocked her last week because I said, your car was in a hit and run. And she's like, no,
not again.
Not again.
Yeah,
but anyway, it is not a requirement that you crash all your cars when you're on the Mary Griffith Show. But if you do, please take them to Hilbing.
I did tell them that when I got there. I was like, hey, you sponsor my segment.
How serendipitous. Well, I remember a year ago we didn't have a thing to talk about but the fact that everything was canceled. And now we've just got a plethora.
Yeah.
Of great arts events that are happening and things are really starting to open up and especially outdoor venues. And so what is happening with Arts Quincy?
Well, I really want to talk about two really exciting new things that Arts Quincy is doing this year, this summer. So a couple of months ago, we got talking about Jackson Lincoln Pool. And there is this great field next to Jackson Lincoln Pool. And they host family nights a couple of, I think it's every Thursday night, throughout the summer. And the families go and there's music and there's food and all of these things. And we thought, well, what if we added arts nights to this? So we got together some community partners. Sharon Twiddell of the Mormon Foundation really was instrumental in kind of getting the partners all together and said, you know, what can we do? Well, about that time, the state calls me and said, hey, we have a little extra grant money. Do you have any good projects? And I said, oh, honey, I can always come up with a project. Hang on, let me spend your money. No, it's good. It was some money that they had held back because they didn't know if it would be funded into the arts category. So they said they'd wanted to reach out to this part of the state. So we have planned two really cool events. And the first one is going to be on June 8th, which is a Tuesday night. And it's going to be Mardi Gras night at Jackson Lincoln Pool. Everyone is invited. It is a community-wide event, 6 o'clock. We'll email you all the details. She's going to write all these details down. It's at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and it's going to feature a lot of community partners. The community theater will be there with an activity. The low brass band from the Quincy Concert Band will be there doing some Dixieland. The symphony will be on hand. I will be on hand doing a cool Mardi Gras craft project. But the big draw is we are screening the Disney movie Princess and a Frog on a giant LED stadium outdoor screen. It is so cool, I can't even tell you.
Well, now, wait a minute. Where did this come from?
The state money.
You bought this thing with that?
We're not buying it. We're renting it.
Oh, okay.
It's just a one-time thing. But it's this giant screen, and it's LED, and it, even if it's bright outside, you can see it. It's really, really cool. It's the same technology that you see in a basketball or baseball stadium or something. But it's mobile. So anyway, it's going to be really, really fun. I'm so excited about it. The Princess and the Frog is one of my favorite Disney movies, and the music is just stellar. So all this Mardi Gras, New Orleans, jazz, Dixieland kind of combination. And we're just excited to have folks for this. So again, that's June the 8th, which is a Tuesday night. But really, the big celebration.
Which is Fat Tuesday, but it's not really Fat Tuesday.
That's what we kind of said, too. Yeah. Oh, and Blessing Health Systems has been huge in this, too. They're providing free dinner for everybody. We have not finalized what dinner is, but I think it's going to be barbecue, and we're trying to find beignets because, you know, it's New Orleans. So
all you need is a fryer to make your own beignets. You need to have a little king cake with a little king in it. You
we talked about
baby.
That, too. Yeah, but we don't want anybody to choke. Yeah.
We both think we
choking. I got little kids, man.
I can see Marie and Con going, I don't think we want to sponsor that. That's a choking hazard.
That's
Griffith's idea is not so bright. It's a choking hazard.
We're going to have to like make little icing babies that you could actually eat.
Yeah.
That's weird, too. You want to like bite
into a baby. No.
We'll think through those details and report back.
But we need lots of purple, green, and gold.
That's right.
Purple, green, and gold.
And we're making Mardi Gras masks, too. I just bought all of the stuff, the feathers. There's, like, feathers and stuff all over my office. It looks really funny. So I walk into my office, like, what are you guys doing here?
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So the second night is maybe the one that I'm even more excited about. This is a celebration of rhythm, and it's going to be on July 6th. It kicks off at 6 o'clock, also with food sponsored by Blessing. So we're real, real grateful for that. But it is featuring the, QHS Drumline first as an opening act for an amazing touring group, called Afriki Lolo. And they are out of St. Louis, Missouri. They are led by a professional dancer from West Africa. Who is going to bring West African dance and drum right here to Quincy. So I saw them live in St. Louis about 3 years ago, and I kind of filed that in my brain. It was, wow, they're really cool. I mean, it's just exciting. There's a lot of young dancers. They do cool costumes. They do a lot of cultural education about where these dances are coming from. They teach you a little bit of Swahili. They show you these cool, really involved moves, like they want the audience to get up and dance too. And then the drummers are amazing. There's these like four drummers, and they just make so much cacophony of sound that you think, how is this just drums? And you can't help but move. So really excited to have them up. Like I said, I saw them live and thought, I need to get these guys to town if I ever get the funding to do so. And here we are. So going to be great, starting with the QHS Drumline and then moving into that. We are also going to have other partner organizations there to do crafts and things, too. We're making drums. We're making djembe drums. It starts with a D, but you don't say the D. Djembe drums as a craft.
What is a djembe drum?
It's a two-sided African drum, and it's, I mean, a traditional one is obviously made with hide and wood. We're making them from paper cups and balloons, but it'll still be very cool, and then decorated. So we're trying to tie into the drums that you'll see on stage.
Wow, cool. Yeah.
So it's a really, really neat event. A lot, like I said, a lot of great funders came together to make these two events happen, and they're open to the whole community, really, to get down and have a fun, free family night. We'll hear more about it in the upcoming days, but I'm really excited to be able to talk about it because we've been in planning. I should also thank, besides Blessing and the Illinois Arts Council who gave us that extra funding, also J.W. Gardner Foundation is crucial to making this happen.
Fantastic. So mark your calendars for June 8th and July 6th, family nights at the Lincoln Jackson Pool. Anything coming up real quick?
I just did a lot
in the community calendar, but maybe I missed something that's coming up.
Oh, sorry, I cut you off. I was thinking your community calendar was excellent. I'm going to that book sale for sure, so don't miss the library book sale because you can get a lot of great deals. I just bring home stacks every time when they do it. And then I go donate stacks, so it kind of goes back and forth. But I wanted to mention the Other Room exhibit. This is coming up at on May 21st at the Quincy Arts Center. It was one of the pieces of art is featured on the cover of the most recent Arts Quincy magazine. But it is just a really gorgeous exhibit. I've seen a little preview of some of this, and I think that Quincy's going to be, it's just lucky to have it. It is curated by Robert Powell, and every one of the artists there is an African-American artist, and they're really shining a light on what regional African-American artists are doing throughout our area. So I think people will really enjoy it. It runs most of the summer, runs through July, end of July, and yeah, we're excited.
Okay. Laura Sievert, always something great. You look fabulous in teal, girl. It's your color. And she's always, if you want a perky, upbeat person, Laura is that person. And I want to thank you for being perky and upbeat, even during COVID shutdown. You managed to say, let's tell the story of all of our member partners. Let's talk about long-range things, because this is temporary what's happening. And now we're back. We're in full bloom again, and things are looking even better for Arts Quincy, thanks to your guidance during the dark hour.
Oh, well, thanks. I think that it's going to make us all, early on in the pandemic, I said to Mark McDowell, we're all going to appreciate seeing a room full of pep band students so much differently, because we know what it's like to lose it. So, that's how I feel.
As Winston Churchill said, this will be our finest hour.
There you go.
Coming up, the Knights of Columbus, have they got a deal for you? We'll talk to them in just a moment. It's 9:30 at AM 930 WTAD, right on cue. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. John Benz and Bill Anderson are here, and we're going to talk about the Knights of Columbus. And we'll get to the barbecue in just a moment. They got lots of other things going on starting this week. Tickets are on sale for the big 50-50 weekly raffle. The first jackpot is $5,000, and then it grows each week. So I'm not much of a gambling man. So John Benz, explain how this all works. Get that microphone right up to your face there, buddy.
Mary, first of all, thank you for letting us be on your program. You guys here are telling Steve earlier do such a great job advertising for all of our causes, whether it be the community calendar or calling in on Saturday morning and letting everybody know what we got going on. So really appreciate that.
We love the Knights of Columbus. We couldn't do it without you guys. We couldn't do it.
Well, the other thing I appreciate, I was listening to you and Steve this morning, that you didn't card us on the way in. I hate to do the interview from through the window here, like you was mentioning your experience in
Memphis. Can you believe I go to Memphis on Beale Street and can't get into any bars because I don't? And you know what? Here's what happened. When my husband was in the hospital a week and a half ago, they make you give them your driver's license. Well, I was so excited when he got released, I didn't go back down to the front desk and get it. Now, somewhere in the Blessing Hospital system, my driver's license exists.
Well,
but when I'll ever find it, I don't know. But
to find you.
I'm going to go over there today and demand that somebody look in a drawer somewhere. But anyway, yeah.
Well, then your next conversation, I don't know how you got on that topic about most things Googled.
How
and
kiss.
One of them, you elaborated quite a while on how to give a good kiss. And I would have thought the first tip would have been to take your mask off. But, you know, you guys didn't even cover that one. Anyway, back to our raffle.
I think Steve was shocked. I think he learned something this morning, how to give a kiss.
Well, you have to ask his wife about that.
Sometime. Yeah.
Anyway. But, no, we're excited about that. We a lot of good things, if you ever heard that saying before, if you're going to walk through a minefield, you go ahead and follow in somebody else's footsteps. I brought along the book here that Bill put together, the history of the organization. When they started the first barbecue, they went down to East St. Louis, I believe, and got some tips from those guys. And on this raffle thing, got our attention over the guy at the Knights over in Springfield, been doing this raffle for, I think, about 7 years. And it took them a while to get to where they're at. But 2 years ago, that got up to $650,000 that they gave away that night. And so that kind of got our attention. Maybe we could... Yes, and, you know, the club made that much money along the way. So we don't have our ambitions set quite that high. And like I said, it took them 6-7 years to get to that point. But this could be a big deal for us. It gets people out on the grounds and something to do. And then, you know, building up to a lot of other things that come along. We're just blessed out there. Again, looking at the book here, 42 acres we have out there. We've got a great par-3 golf course. We've got the driving range. Now activities are going on all those things, plus the ball field up there playing ball every night during the week, and two sand volleyball courts, plus the two nice buildings for receptions and everything else. We're just really blessed. So we don't want to sit on our laurels. You look at what some of our previous nights and everybody had done to build that facility and make that. They really took on some big, ambitious projects. So this, in a scheme of things, is not a real, you know, going to be a real time consumer for us, but we're excited about it. It could be a good deal for the group.
Well, I know that the Knights of Columbus has a soft spot in my heart for many reasons, but the Little People's Golf Tournament, you guys always let Little People's littlest people use your par-3 course. And this year, unfortunately, we're not going to have a picnic because of COVID, but I've always loved being the MC of the picnic, and you guys have a beautiful facility. You know,
right.
I mean, it's amazing how many little golfers you can get in that one room, so it's a lot. It's great. So how does this raffle work? Because if your first jackpot's going to be $5,000 and it's going to grow until somebody wins it, I could see that it wouldn't take long to get it up to $650,000. Let's not try for that this year, but let's aim for that.
People are probably familiar with the Queen of Hearts type of raffles. This is very similar to it, except the board that we're using has 100 chances on it. So here's how it starts this week and next week leading up to each weeknight from 6 to 8. We're going to try to be out there. You can buy raffle tickets, but the first thing you need to do is get a PIN card, and we're selling those for $2, but that's just a one-time deal. So use that card. It'll have right now a three-digit number on it, and so when you buy your raffle tickets, you can get 6 of them for $5. You just write your PIN number on there, so if your number is 175, write that on there, throw it in the barrel, and then the night of the drawing, that'd be next Thursday, the 20th. That's all our raffles, our drawing is going to be on Thursday night. Hopefully your number 175 will be drawn out of that bin. And if it is, you need to be on the grounds to be declared a winner. But you need to have 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to see how that goes. First time we're kind of new at this. To come over to the building, we'll make the announcements and present your name and that you're there. And then you'll have immediately you'll get $100. And then you have a chance then, like I said, to pick a number off that board. So right now all 100 options are open. you happen to pick, say you pick 50 and that says loser, sorry. Well, then, like I said, the pots, whatever money we made this week, the next week on raffle tickets we sold, that'll go back, half of that'll go back into the pot basically, and just keeps rolling over from week to week.
Okay, so it's $2 basically to one-time entry fee to get you qualified for that.
Number, yeah.
And then you buy your raffle tickets, 6 tickets for $5. Hopefully they draw your PIN number. You have to be present on a Thursday night to win. What time are you drawing?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So past my bedtime, but, you know, maybe Bears fan can, I'll send Bears fan out there in his nightcap to get it. And then you automatically win $100 if your PIN's drawn. So you're a guaranteed winner if your PIN's drawn, right? But
right.
To get the 50-50 pot, you have to pick one of the 100 numbers.
Correct.
Now, each week, does those numbers go away? So, like, you choose 50 one week?
No.
So you still have a 1 in 100 chance every week?
I mean, that number, I'm sorry, that's true. That number, if you pick 50, that will never be available
right.
again on
so
that board.
So after 100 weeks, you're a guaranteed winner because
right.
there's only one number.
And that's what happened. Bill was explaining that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, Springfield got to going on theirs, and they had the 100 numbers. They actually went 96 weeks.
That's how it got so big.
And it got up to over $600,000. And the rules are pretty liberal for us, so we can – they decided on the last week, that 96th week, that someone was going to win the jackpot. So they drew out the first number that night, and that person did not pick the right square that said jackpot or winner. So they said, all right, we're going to draw another one. We're going to draw the winner tonight. And they drew out the next number. And lo and behold, the lady picked the right square, $625,000 by a check. And then they started another raffle at Springfield at KC364. And that pot right now on their next raffle is up to $248,000 right now.
So it's a way to get people out on the grounds, obviously,
sure.
because as this thing grows, people will go out, they can sit in the clubhouse, have a cocktail. They don't have to necessarily, I mean, you don't have to be playing ball. You can just be watching ball. You can be watching sand volleyball. You can just be sitting out on a picnic table enjoying could you be at the driving range? I mean, where are you going to announce this? Because, I mean, I could see Bears fan out at the driving range. Is he going to hear his number be called?
You're not going to hear it. You have to be present.
Okay.
We are going to do the best job we can to make sure everyone's aware that the drawing is in the clubhouse.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, and if you're in the drawing, you really ought to be there.
Okay.
That's your money we're talking about, and so basically that's why we're going to give people that 5 or 10 minutes in case they're out on the ball field or whatever. But the onus is really on you to make sure you're up there, because there's no way we can physically make sure that every person on the grounds
right, can hear okay.
hears that, all right, number, you know, whatever. Because we're going to know the name. When that PIN number comes out, we have an Excel spreadsheet on the computer that tells us who that person is. And we'll know who it is. And we're going to say, for instance, is John Benz here?
Ah.
And hopefully John is there. And John's going to be the winner of $100 at least, a consolation prize. And if he's there and picks the right square, he's going to win whatever's in the jackpot.
And because the first week you may not have that much money in the jackpot, that's where you're guaranteeing $5,000 will be in the jackpot. So you're starting at $5,000.
The club put that much
yeah,
up to get
that's
it going,
great.
Get your attention to show up
yeah.
and so forth, sure.
Yeah. Oh, this is, you know,
but
this
the hopes
is
are just
fantastic.
Springfield had it, was the second run, the Grand Night one, the Prots all of a sudden. Yeah, they had that's how theirs kind of grew slowly. So we're hoping that it's not drawn right away. In fact, we said the rosary last night that it wouldn't get drawn right away.
So. Our mother of bad luck.
And by the way, that sheet we talk about that has 100 chances on it, you know, mm-hmm. None of us know that. That comes from a gaming committee or some principals out in
right.
Indiana. So none of us know.
So you don't know what number it is.
None
so
of
there's
us know,
no way anybody could cheat because
no.
eventually it's like. How do you keep a secret? Don't tell anybody. Because you tell one person, they tell one person,
right.
they tell one person.
And we got a system, too, again, mimicking what Springfield did in terms of security and all those things. 3 different guys have to be there, 3 different keys to get all this stuff. So
wow.
Well, that's a good thing. Like I said, learned a lot yeah. from those guys over in Springfield. Kudos to those
guys.
Well,
you know, there really isn't any new idea. You know, I mean, let's face it. I mean,
right.
you might as well copy off of somebody else that's already doing it right.
Sure,
because
sure.
then any problems they have, you don't have to repeat.
Yep. So you mentioned, too, Mary, about the grounds. Like I said, the ball game's going on. Come up for a drink. Also, we have most weeknights. Rodney Williams is out there. He Big Bros Barbecue, and he's does a great bang-up job with that, and we kind of warned him last night if this thing gets rolling. He may need to get a few extra helpers, but everybody likes his cooking, so if you come out, like I said, ball, drinks, there's food there as well. He serves till 8 o'clock, 5 to 8 every evening, so just put a plug in for that.
It's going to be great. We're going to talk more about things happening at the Knights of Columbus, but first we have to take a break. We are joined today by Bill Anderson and John Benz from the Quincy Knights of Columbus. They've started a new raffle. It is similar to a Queen of Hearts game. There's 100 boxes that you can choose from. The minimum, if your number's drawn, you'll win at least $100. And the jackpot will grow until somebody wins the big jackpot. And for all the rules and regulations, you can stop by the Knights of Columbus grounds, because anytime we talk about gambling, and it's all highly regulated, but every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on the grounds at 700 South 36th Street, they'll be drawing. So just one more reason to head out to the Knights of Columbus, let your kids play on the playground equipment, sit in the park benches, and just have a good time out there and eat some barbecue, because they've got barbecue year-round. When is the Knights of Columbus barbecue this year? I want to mark my calendar now.
That is going to be on August the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And you may have noticed right off the bat, well, usually it's a four-day event the last several years, but we're starting things back up after the COVID. Obviously, we sat out like everything else last year. We're going to ease into this with 3 days of it, and we're going to have a new carnival this year. I don't know yet. We're still doing a lot of planning to do for that event, but anyway, one other thing, like on Sunday afternoon, we're going to try to incorporate this still pretty popular event. We used to have it every Wednesday night now at the Bags League or Cornhole. So Sunday afternoon has been kind of quiet, so we thought, why not just do a little of that out there in the in front of the beer wagons in that area that's kind of open. If there happens to be inclement weather, we'll just keep them inside like they do now on Wednesday nights in the McGivney Hall there. That's one thing. We'll probably think of a few other new things, but anyway, it's been a kind of all.
Well, you got to have all those games like where you roll the ball down, you know, the little kids games and big kids games too.
We may have more of that. That's a good point. I think the new carnival we're looking at doesn't have quite as many gaming things, so we may look into that. But
well,
it all takes manpower. That's where we got away from some of that stuff, because it just takes people to run all that things. And they big season of church picnics and all that's going to be in full force this year. So anyway, we're always going to the same.
Count me in. I like to play that. I'm not real good at that poker game because you have to actually add. But those games where you just roll things or those little horses go around,
I could
do that.
You want to run that stand? That's how it works.
Run it.
You bring up an idea, it's
run
yours.
It. We'll see. How about pin the tail on something? I'll do that. That's for sure. But again, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Knights of Columbus barbecue has always been a big tradition. Bill Anderson, this is how many years now for the Knights?
This will be number 79 this year.
79. It would have been 80, but last year you had to sit out. So.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Now, I want to ask a question, because the Knights of Columbus is a Catholic fraternal organization. It's a membership club. Men belong to it. It has a lot of religious significance, but a lot of just fun and camaraderie and helping each other build brotherhood. There's an insurance program associated with it. In fact, that's kind of why the Knights of Columbus started, was to take care of widows and children. Father McGivney out there in Connecticut. So for those who wonder, what does the Knights of Columbus do with all this money you make? Obviously, you have to maintain your grounds. So you've got 42 acres, 43 acres out there, has to be mowed, maintained, and all that. But you give a lot of money to different charitable causes. What kind of things do you give money to, John Benz?
I'm glad you brought that up, Mary. One of our favorites is Birthright, Patty Adams and Penny Roberts. They're there now and then at the meeting, and we always ask them to come whenever they can and tell us a great story about one of the lives they saved, and that just brings tears to a lot of our eyes when they show up. Some of the stories they tell, like I said, that's big, and one of our first priorities, I think, all the guys there at the meetings can tell you that. After that, the food pantries, there's three different ones. We give St. Francis, I think, Ladies of Charity, and what's the other one there, Bill? The other Catholic one downtown here. Catholic Charities. There we go. Thanks, Mary. And then there's just various scholarships and so forth that we give out to the Catholic grade schools. In fact, Bill probably going to plug here, got something to say. We're going to give out some scholarships at the picnic. Go ahead, Bill.
One of the things we just recently passed, and we've done this for several years, Mary, is we give a scholarship to a student at each one of the four Catholic elementary school, as well as Notre Dame. It's a $500 scholarship, and all a parent has to do is enter it. We'll be giving away those scholarships or announcing the winners at this year's St. Francis Picnic over where the mega raffle that benefits the Quincy Catholic Elementary Education and the foundation at QMD
for raising money.
Yes, they did.
They're going to make their maximum capacity.
Second time they've sold out before the thing.
So we're going to give those away. To be involved in that scholarship is just, you're going to just draw them. It doesn't have to do with any kind of academics or need. It's just one kid from every Catholic grade school and one kid from Notre Dame is going to win.
That's correct.
Wow.
You just put in, we're going to send letters home with the principals and get them to the families that if your kid's going to be going to one of those schools, put an entry in on that kid and we'll put it in that particular jar for that school and we'll draw out one and we'll draw an alternate just in case dad has to take a job somewhere else and the family moves or something.
Okay.
But
And I might add that drawing mega raffle, it's at St. Francis on June the 12th, mm-hmm. Saturday. And then also, we just talked about last night's meeting as well. We're going to give out some QU scholarships.
We give three $1,000 scholarships to students attending Quincy University coming up in the fall. And a member of our club submits the thing for that. They have to be a current member, and they can submit any one of their children or grandchildren. In that drawing, what we do is we give $1,000, but we do it by semester just in case, make sure the student shows up for the next semester and doesn't leave for another college or something.
Good idea, because that first semester of your freshman year can be awfully tough.
Yep.
How many members in the Knights of Columbus?
We have right at 800.
Okay.
We're very blessed to have that many members.
And growing, declining, service clubs in general, some are elevated, some are declining. How's your membership?
I'd say it's kind of holding steady. One thing good came out of the COVID, I guess I would say, that it's really easy to join now, just to go online. It's not a very big commitment at all. If we have it each quarter, try to do something on the grounds and have it there, you wouldn't have to, though. You could do it at home in 45 minutes and become a member. So it's a pretty simple process. So that's
it's top secret, though. You can't tell me or you'd have to kill
me,
right?
It's not.
Is a donkey involved?
Actually, Mary, it's not top secret anymore.
Really?
It can be viewed by people who want to come into first, second, and third degree. Their family can watch and everything else. As a matter of fact, the Knights recommend that it be done in the church if you want to.
Well, I liked it better when it was top secret. You couldn't know what was going on, you know?
There's no secrets anymore, man.
I want to see your brands. Come on. I want to see that Knights of Columbus brand. But you do a lot of good work, and I know one of the things that you did years ago, and you don't have to keep doing it, but you bought an ultrasound machine, didn't you, so that pregnant women could see their unborn baby. And, you know, just something like that makes a big difference because a lot of people are struggling. When they have an unwanted pregnancy and they're young and they're afraid, it's easy to say, well, that doesn't really exist, and
right.
I'm only thinking of myself. But when you see that beating heart and that little bitty teeny tiny baby, it's kind of hard to deny that that's a baby. And, of course,
those are the kind of stories that Patty and Penny were sharing with us. And in addition to that, the last time they were there, shared the fact that, you know, some mothers that wanted their, not only, they have the means to raise that child, so they help them out with that and get them started with diapers and different things and make sure it's, like you said, once you see that life and once you hold that baby, I'm sure you're just so thankful that you didn't make the other choice.
Yeah, that's so true. So that's just one of the many things that the Knights of Columbus does. Well, we're looking forward to this raffle again. Now, explain again. You buy $2. It's just a one-time fee to get your PIN, your three-digit PIN number assigned. And then you don't have to every week. You can play as often as you want. But
right.
If you're in every week, obviously you have a better chance of winning. And the jackpot's going to start at $5,000.
Right.
And the first week, you have a 1 in 100 chance of winning. And every week, that goes down till you finally have a 1 in 1 chance, I guess, of winning.
That's what we're hoping for.
That's what you're hoping for. It's interesting because it's not, I'm not going to push you, what are you going to do to top this, but if you have a winner within the first 25 weeks, you could always just start over again. You can play this game numerous times, right?
That's, once again, mimicking what Springfield, that's what they did. I just said it was a few years before they built up to where they are, and that's fine. I mean, we're doing fine. That's one thing I told Steve, really, thanks for plugging everything we did this last year with the COVID. The drive-through dinners were just a huge success. And in fact, the committee's going to have a hard time this fall when we start things up, whether we do just drive-through or eat-in or both. So anyway, thanks for all the help and the community for coming out and supporting that during those times. The club's doing just fine, and we're looking forward to these activities.
And the driving range is open, right? I mean, anybody can go out and use it. You don't have to be a member.
All these things are open to the public. We talked about the members, but you don't have to be a member to come out. I mean, our meetings, we would like to be a member of that, be a Catholic and member when we have our meetings.
Well, because that donkey costs a lot of money, and if you're going to get to ride that donkey.
We don't waste that on the general public.
All
the other activities, the public is always welcome.
Okay. So the driving range is open, the par 3 course is open, the clubhouses are open. Go out, play ball, watch sand volleyball. But most importantly, every night from 6 to 8, they'll be selling these raffle tickets. You can get the full list of the rules and regulations. And on Thursday, May 20th at 8 p.m., they're drawing the very first jackpot. If your PIN number is drawn, you automatically win $100. And if you're the 1 in 100, you get $5,000 that night, but probably not going to be the 1 in 100, but that's okay. Each week as it grows, it gets more and more and more exciting.
Okay. If they want more information, we're trying to do a better job updating our website and Facebook, but QuincyKFC.org is where we're going to try to get people each week that know where the pot stands and just some things there just that they would know the rules of the game, and everything else will be on there.
Okay, and don't forget, all the parish picnics are coming up.
Right.
St. Anthony, St. Dominic, St. Francis, St. Peter's, Blessed Sacrament. They're all going to have something. So get out and support your Catholic schools. Thank you so very much for stopping by, John Benz. Bill Anderson. Tomorrow we'll talk about the YMCA and the firefighters. Stop by on Friday. And then Fishing for Freedom, our topic on Monday, May 17th. So stay tuned for the Mary Griffith Show. Each and every weekday morning, of course, from 6 to 10, it's the Steve and Mary Show. And then 9 to 10, it's the Mary Griffith Show right here on WTAD. I thank you very much for listening today. Thank you to Hillbean Auto Body for sponsoring our show this day and every day.